blues. They're a Japanese bluegrass group who are at the forefront of the bluegrass scene in Japan, which has remained strong throughout the last decade. They can often be found performing at Tokyo's popular Rocky Top Bluegrass Club. That one's off their 2021 self-titled EP. We heard another version of the song before that, performed by Ernest V. Stoneman. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at juliannacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Lamine Sisoko and Manish Pingle. Sisoko is a griot, a storyteller and oral historian from Senegal, now based in Sweden. Pingle is a slide guitar playing raga musician from Mumbai, India. This one, Tada, is from their 2019 album New Continents, which blends West African kora with Indian slide guitar.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg CKUW 95.9 FM with your host, Juliana Young.
Mama, mama, come see that girl. See how we fight. Mama, see that girl. See how we fight. Mama see the cross, see how we play. Mama see the cross, see how we play. Mama see the cross, see how we play. Get up, get up, fly away. How we fly. Fly away. How we fly. How we fly. Abi bai Abi 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 Mama see the girl, see Abi bai Mama see the girl, see Abi see Abi Abi bai 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 Abi bai
I'm Drinks More. People quit lying. People should lie to one another. Because see, when you lie, you got to tell the second lie. But when you tell one lie, you got to tell another. Take this from me. Please, ma'am and sir. When you tell one lie, you gotta tell another, gotta tell the second lie, because the first lie gotta have a drunk. Yeah, some people will tell a lie, lie every day of the week. They will tell a lie to everyone that they meet. But you gotta realize, when you tell one lie, you gotta tell another, you gotta tell the second lie, for the first lie gotta have a trouble. Look, yeah, if you tell me one thing and tell some different to someone else, that when the two of us get you together, you know what? You got yourself in awful bed. Cause when you tell one lie, you gotta tell another, you gotta tell the second lie, because the first lie gotta have a cover. Let me tell you, you said that I can come to your house and I wouldn't have no sweat. But I heard something went out the back door, and you say you laid out the pit, but you lying. So when you tell one lie, gotta tell another, gotta tell the second lie, because the first lie gotta have a cover. Look at here, now suppose you tell me one thing, you tell something different to someone else. Now when the two of us get you together, you got yourself in a harbor mess. But when you tell one lie, you got to tell another, got to tell the second lie, because the first lie gotta have a cover. Don't lie, don't lie, quit lying, yeah. Please quit lying, cause when you tell one lie, see, you got to tell another. Because that first lie, baby, gotta have a cut. That's a figure. You told me to come by your place, and then I wouldn't have no sweat. But I heard something went out the back door, and you say you were letting out the pet. That ain't right. Cause when you tell one lie, gotta tell her, gotta tell the second lie. First lie, gotta have a cover. Oh, quit lying, quit lying, quit lying. Well, lie. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When you tell one lie, gotta tell another. So that first lie, gotta have a cover. Thank you.
We just heard Drink Small with When You Tell One Lie, You Gotta Tell Another. He's a blues musician from South Carolina who's known as the Blues Doctor. He began playing music at the age of 8 when he was thrown from a mule-drawn wagon and was bedridden for several weeks. In the 1960s, he gained a following of university students and began performing at universities across the Carolinas. That was from his 2008 album, Trying to Survive at 75. Before that, we heard Joseph Spence with The Crow. Spence was a Bahamian musician known for vocalizing and humming while playing guitar. That track was included on the 2021 Smithsonian Folkways album, Encore, Unheard Recordings of Bahamian Guitar and Singing. That's a dance tune associated with a dance of West African origin, and crow actually refers to a buzzard. Before that, we heard Lamine Sissoko and Manish Pingle with Tada. We'll hear one now from Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg. This one, Rocky Island, is off his 2020 album Trouble of This World, and it's a popular old Kentucky square dance tune, probably best known through the Stanley Brothers version.
as I could see. Couldn't see any place looked like home to me. Looked like home to me. Going to Rocky Island.
Come before your father. Well, ain't no coming to be seen by men, nor like the Sadducees that stand in the marketplace to be beheld by the eyes of men. But he's a coming this morning, Jesus, to acknowledge our sins and acknowledge the many kind blessings thou hast bestowed upon us from the end of time, even up till this present moment. And Father, as we stand before you, we are asking that when it comes our time to cross beyond the Jordan, that you'll look down from heaven with eyes of pity and hands of benevolence and lift us safe across Jordan. This is our prayer. Amen.
Must have been one Friday afternoon. said, please, please, Mr. Devil, pass me the fish. So I stabbed him, oh, I stabbed him with my knife.
Just heard Otis Taylor with 12 Feet Under. He's a blues musician from Colorado who left the music industry in the late 70s to become an antiques dealer. He started playing professionally again in the mid-90s and has now released 15 albums. That one comes from his 2023 album, Banjo. When asked why he didn't name the song 6 Feet Under, he said, "Bury me real deep, you know?" Before that, we heard the Golden Gate Quartet with Lord, Am I Born to Die? They're a vocal quartet formed in Virginia by four high school students in 1934. They're still active today, but have obviously undergone multiple changes in membership. That's a standard sacred harp hymn written by Charles Wesley and first published in 1788. They recorded it in New York City in November of 1938. And before that, we heard Uncle Sinner with Rocky Island. We'll hear one now from Norman Blake. He's an American musician who's been playing professionally since the mid-1950s. He toured with Johnny Cash for a decade, played on Bob Dylan's album Nashville Skyline, and played with the bluegrass group Aeroplane with John Hartford and Vassar Clements. He's also well known for the duo he formed with his wife Nancy. They've been playing together for almost 50 years. This one, Waiting for the Mail and Social Security, is from their 2017 album, Brushwood.
He sits there on the front porch where the road runs across the ridge on its way to Alabama by the rusty iron bridge. He looks down to the railroad where the depot used to be, where the water tank stood tall, now overgrown with trees. Where the high-wheeled engines rolled, all painted black and gold, the mournful so silent, and the rails have grown cold. He sees the rusty sidetrack we'd grown in summer sun, and remembers when the North Mound made her final run. section houses are all gone, and the clover in the yard, and all the men who lived there and worked the track so hard. He sees the white lace curtains that fluttered in the breeze, in the windows of the foreman's house beneath the white oak trees. On the road down by the store and the rusty cotton gin, time has taken all the way. They won't come back again. His mind drifts backward 60 years to those now gone away, and wonders about tomorrow and can't recall yesterday. Cars that roll on down the blacktop, no matter who they are. He keeps right on living, marking time, you see, for he's just waiting for the mail and Social Security.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, we sure were excited when we were invited to settle the strike with the board. They'd be honest and open, there'd be no soft soaping, they'd pay what the school could afford. A local storekeeper, a dock with a beeper, fellow who managed the bank, Madeline Thayer, who'd married the mayor, and a millionaire rancher named Hank. While Doc played with his beeper, the local storekeeper admonished us all for our greed. You work 9 months a year, and it surely is clear you're making as much as you need. Why, with summertime jobs, the man almost saw, there's no telling what you'd have got. All this from a guy with a tear in his eye and a Cadillac parked in the lot. We were met at the door with goodwill galore, with compliments, greetings, and mirth. We were praised for our task till we started to ask to be paid what a teacher was worth. Then the rancher named Hank and the guy from the bank spoke of examples to set. How does it look when the kids with the books see you going for all you can get? With your pickets and lines, you will warp their young minds. I'm worried, said rich rancher Hank. If you were more prudent, you'd think of your students, thus scolded the guy from the bank. We were met at the door with goodwill galore, with compliments, greetings, and mirth. We were praised for our task till we started to ask to be paid what a teacher was worth. Then Madeline Thayer, who'd married the mayor, studied a manicured nail. If you can teach, why haven't you reached my poor little Johnny who's failed? I shall never rest till a competency test is required of the teachers I mean.
As she blew on her gum, it was muttered by some, poor Johnny has his mama's jeans. We were met at the door with goodwill galore, with compliments, greetings, and mirth. We were praised for our task till we started to ask to be paid what a teacher was worth. While you're scheming and yearning for what you're not earning, the doctor declared to us all, this sprang from the face that saw more from one case than what they were paying that fall. It was all so inspiring, we started perspiring, so moved by the words of the board, that we stuck to our guns till at last we had won what the district could really afford. We were met at the door with goodwill galore, compliments, greetings, and mirth. We were praised for our task till we started to ask to be paid what a teacher was worth. But we stuck to our guns till at last we had won what the district could really afford.
Elisa Serna with Con los Tientos. She was a musician from Madrid, Spain, who took part in the Spanish protest song movement of the 1970s. That was from her 1974 album, This Time Must End. It's a poem by Palestinian poet and musician Tawfiq Ziad, which Serna translated and put to music. The title translates to With My Teeth, and the poem begins, "With my teeth, I'll protect every inch of my homeland. With my teeth." Before that, we heard Peyton Hopkins with The Teacher's Strike. He was a pastor, musician, and poet from Oklahoma who recorded two albums of union and labor songs in the 1980s. That's off his 1986 album, Let the Teachers Tell the Story. He wrote that song and put it to a tune written by folk singer Charlie King. And before that, we heard Norman Blake with Waitin' for the Mail and Social Security. Here's one now from Maria Dunn. She's a Juno-winning musician based in Alberta who's been performing since the late 1990s. This one is from her 2025 album, Hardscrabble Hope, and it's about Pekawewin, a peace and relief camp for people who were sleeping on the streets, started by a group of Indigenous women in Edmonton during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Listen, my friends, to the story I'll tell concerning each person among us who dwells, concerning each soul who calls this place home. Do you know where you'll sleep as night falls down? If you had no choice but a park or ravine, or the side of a rail line so easily seen, will you be safe here at the fence on the ground, near housing that's empty, wealth all around? The drop-ins and shelters, they help where they can, but there's not enough room, so you might as well camp. With the pandemic scare, you'll be far from the fray, and the valley beckons on a summer day. But you wake to be told you must move along, always packing, shifting. Where to go now? Or you come back to find your tent has been slashed. A strange way to help one whose hope has been smashed. Now July on the flats where the great river flows, they started a peace camp. There you could go where once Nayawa gathered on this very ground until settlers forced them beyond city bounds. Unsettling the settlers in this fairy land. The sheer number here shows the breach in the dam. How great is a need, how poorly it's met. In sight, in mind, inconvenient, you bet. In sight, in mind, and demanding amends. An end to policing with violence. An end to destruction of the little they have. Care before any more fall through the cracks. No harm to those numbing their trauma too real. Without a safe haven, how do you heal? Or with racism sting, every day, every step, ceremony and prayer here with love and respect. In the cold of November, the crisis still grave. The city evicted these poor and these brave to another big shelter, bridge housing for some in this shell game of misery. Once more moved along. Some ask what the point was, point to debris. The remains of the camp after all had to leave. Shake the complacent, sharpen the light on housing for all, a human right. Affordable housing, yes, everyone's pledge. But our leaders have known this for years, still they hedge. A sacred fire in prayer and peace once more lights the flame under leaden feet. The story's not ended, we all must push on. As Pekawewin did show for 3 months, with dignity, love, not in fear or alone, build community, safety, a place to come home. Community, safety, a place to come home.
On that highway side, You can watch the bag trucks, you can watch them roll by, stand in the wind, let the leaf fire behind. You can stand there and savor your own peace of mind on that highway. On that highway, under the overpass, rear mirror view, I come out of the shadow to a memory of you. Talking miles with the driver, killing boredom and time, on the fields of Saskatchewan, cut by the line of that highway. Of that highway. And it's too late for summer, too early for snow, and the diesels are lined up, there's 10 in a row. The waitress and the truck stop keeps the countertop shined, and there's music from the cowboy bar three-quarter time. Down the sun, smoke your last cigarette, and the day's nearly done, and you're no further yet. No divine intervention, no divine sleight of hand would leave you abandoned forever to stand on that highway. On that highway. On that highway. On that highway.
I set it out in letters like staring out a window. It all becomes true if we say so.
That was The Weather Station from Toronto with What Am I Going to Do with Everything I Know, off their 2014 EP of the same name. Before that, we heard David Francie with Highway off his 2001 album Far End of Summer. And before that, Maria Dunn with Pekawewin. We'll hear one now from Gaither Carleton. He was an American old-time fiddle player and banjo player from North Carolina who often appeared with Doc Watson, who was his son-in-law. This one, Rambling Hobo, is off musician, musicologist, photographer, and filmmaker John Cohen's 1975 compilation album High Atmosphere, which is composed of recordings he made in 1965 of Appalachian folk music in North Carolina and Virginia. As he says at the end, it's a traditional banjo tune he learned as a child.
Years ago, I used to hear the old timers that they did now play that years ago when I was just a little fella, about 8 or 9 years old, and I've kept it in mind ever since.
It's always been a banjo tune.
When I go from this life, let me go in peace. I don't want your marble at my head and feet. Don't gather around me, oh, just to weep and moan. Where that I'm going, alone. The flowers you'd give me, please give them today. Don't waste their beauty on cold, lifeless clay. One rose with love could do so much good, and I think all would give it if they just understood. Now God gives life freely, then he takes away. What we do for each other, oh, let us do it today. For we have no promise that tomorrow will come. Don't sing my praises after I'm gone. When life has departed, it's not me anymore. Just a form that has suffered, a steel heart that was sold. For the soul that has blossomed, oh, it don't need you anymore. So let it go freely to God's evermore.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. Until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, oh, you laugh and call me a clown. Just remember, in your search fortune and sand, what goes up must come down. But I know that someday you'll wake up and find that my love been a true love. It's just a matter of time.
We just heard Captain Luke and Cool John with It's Just a Matter of Time. Captain Luke was a musician from North Carolina who began singing professionally in King's Gospel Quintet after catching the attention of Otis King while singing the low parts in his church choir. Cool John is a blues musician from South Carolina who's been playing since the 1970s, and Taj Mahal ranks him among the five greatest guitarists in the world. That one's from their 2001 album, Outsider Lounge Music. The song's by Brooke Benton, Clyde Otis, and Belford Hendricks, who wrote it in the late 1950s. Before that, we heard Ola Bell Reed with My Epitaph. She was an American musician from Ashe County, North Carolina, and she was born to a musical family. Her uncle Dockery Campbell taught her to play the banjo as a child, while her mother and grandmother taught her songs and ballads. Reed formed the band The New River Boys and Girls with her brother Alex, and they went on to open the New River Ranch Music Park in Maryland, which hosted a number of well-known artists. That's for her 1973 self-titled album. And before that, we heard Gaither Carleton with Rambling Hobo. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckow.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckow. I'll leave you with one from the Lonesome Ace String Band from Toronto. This one, Old Time Train 45, is from their new album, A Field 2, which came out on June 21st. Take care.
Not the sweet Sicily of Girard's Herbal. Myrrh, bitter myrrh, diagonal, divides my gardenless gardens incredibly as far as the eye reaches in this falling terrain. Low curled in ramshorn thickets, with hedge-solid purposefulness, it unscrolls, glistening, where else the stones are white, sky blue. No beetles move. No birds pass over. The stone house is cold. The cement has crumbled from the steps. The gardens here, or fields, are weedless, not from cultivation, but from sour, unfructifying November gutters, from winds that bore no fennel seeds. Finally, from a sun purifying, harsh like sea salt. The stubbled grass, dragonfly green, between the stones, was not so tended. Mild animals with round, unsmiling heads cropped unprotested, unprotesting, after the rind of ice wore off the collarbones of shallow, shelving rock and went their ways. The bitter myrrh cannot revive a house abandoned. Time has bleached out the final characters of a too open scripture. Under the staring day, this rabbinical gloss rustles its leaves of living darkness. With the maps lost, the voyages cancelled by legislation years ago, this has become a territory without name. No householder survives to marvel on the threshold, even when the evening myrrh raises an aromatic incense for far ivory nostrils set in the vertical plane of ancient pride.
From beautiful downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, my name's Joan Reno. I'm the host of Sunny Road, every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11. From a dimly lit juke joint to a country field and everything in between, meet me on the Sunny Road. It's time.